Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. The victim of a domestic shooting called 911 after she was shot, but later passed away at Columbus Regional. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers said Fred Smith, age 71, is being held under no bond on a single charge of murder. The shooting happened in North Whiteville on Saturday. Look for more on this story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. In other news, a person was struck and killed by an automobile after a party in Fair Bluff led to a stabbing on Saturday. The North Carolina Highway Patrol and Fair Bluff Police are investigating. The party apparently began breaking up after the stabbing, and the fatality occurred when someone was leaving. As of Sunday, 2.7 million early votes have been cast in North Carolina. And as of Friday, 11,287 early votes have been cast in Columbus County. Now, early voting will continue through this Saturday for the November 5th election. Polls open from 8:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. until Friday. Saturday will be the final day, with polls open from 8:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. A drug dealer has been sentenced to 19 to 24 years in prison for a 2022 arrest. Jonathan Jordan was stopped for a traffic violation, and narcotics agents discovered cocaine, marijuana, and opiates in his vehicle. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The North Carolina General Assembly this past Thursday approved a multi-million dollar Hurricane Helene relief package, while calling out Governor Roy Cooper for the mismanagement of previous hurricane relief funds. The North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery, which is controlled by Cooper, said this past week that it needs $175 million more in funding to maintain operations, while thousands of Hurricane Matthew and Florence survivors are still lacking permanent housing 6 and 8 years after the storms. Columbus County and Columbus Regional Healthcare System have entered an agreement to convert the former Acme Delco School to a medical facility for the east end of the county. Commissioners announced the new partnership last Monday at their meeting. CRHS referred to the deal as a strategic opportunity, as Eastern Columbus is expected to see a building and population boom in the next few years. Work on the project is expected to get underway in the near future. And with Halloween just a few days away, let's tell you about some of the events going on. Scout Troop 507 hosting a fall carnival at the Veterans Memorial Park tonight. That begins at 6:30. There will be food, games, and more. The park is located on US 701 south of Whiteville. Whiteville Police is sponsoring a trick-or-treating at the Municipal Building at Columbus and Madison this Thursday evening from 6 till 8 p.m. Also, the Waccamaw Suwan Tribal Center will have a trunk or treat this Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. at the tribal headquarters on Old Lake Road. And Southeastern Community College will host their annual trunk or treat Thursday at the campus starting at 6 p.m. Thousands of children are expected to attend. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.